to be long at all. I just want this evening session to be mainly worship and prayer. We covered most of the information on Tuesday, and I'm going to do just a quick recap and give the opportunity for anyone who did not speak on Tuesday to share. I also want to ask Mona to continue if she can remember the line that she was talking along. I also want to apologize for the abrupt ending on Tuesday. There was another meeting scheduled for that same evening. It was supposed to start at 8, but one of the leaders went on a bit early, and so we got bumped off. They did call and apologize, so I'm apologizing to you ladies. Mona and I tried to log back in, but we couldn't get on, so then we found out what the issue was. So my apologies again for that. So I'll just go back to the screen so we can just do a brief recap. So we dealt with dealing with the manifestations of self on Tuesday. And our aims was to understand what is self, to be able to identify the various ways in operation that we work in it, or how self can manifest, to understand why it cannot function in the work of Wheeling Women or the church, and to know how to deal with self. We defined what self is, and we know it's really made up of our nature, our character, our abilities, you know, who we are individually, the thing that separates us. And so each of us behaves differently, operate differently, and so we are all unique beings. And we looked at the expression of manifestation and manifestation of how we can function in self. I've often heard people say, oh, he cocky or she cocky, you know, that they think that they have arrived and they're it. So we went through aggressive assertiveness, self-assurance, self-centeredness, being cocky, self-importance, self-indulgent, selfishness, self-esteem can be high or low. And as a teen, I struggled with self-esteem during my teen years. Thank God for deliverance. We looked at self-sufficient. We look at self-control. And I think that self-control is something good to have. Self-imposed, we looked at as well. Self-interest, self-righteousness, and we know that we are not righteous in our own self. We depend on Christ for his righteousness. He became the curse so the blessing of Abraham can fall on us. Self-satisfaction, we look at self-seeking. You know, it's me, myself, and I. It's all about me, me first. It's only this, I think it's last week, that the Lord, he basically just brought an awakening to me. And the thing about that is that I felt like if I wasn't doing enough for me, like if I had really just pushed myself in the background and I really wasn't doing anything for me. And I was reminded of whenever you enter aircraft and you have a child with you, they usually say to you, put on the mask first if you ever run into turbulence before you put it on the child. Because if you are not able to help the child, if you're not good, you can't help the child or anybody else for that matter. And I was reminded, you know, to take care of myself, but it's not to the point where you become selfish and self-centered and you block out everybody else and you think only about you. Take care of you and take care of others. So that was one of the things he brought back to me, being self-willed. Even Jesus gave up his own will. He said, not my will, but thine will. Self-consciousness. This was one of the areas that I struggled in. And self-discipline. Also a good one to have. Not too far left, but also a good one to have to be able to get through with your study, work, assignments, job, you know, to have that desire to do what is necessary. We also look at, for me, the roots of all of the everything else that talks about self. At the root of them is greed, pride, and arrogance. And we would have read the scriptures seeing how Satan exalted himself, how he talked about I, and everything was about him and what he wanted, you know, how he wanted to exalt his throne above the stars, and he wanted to be like the Most High God, and he wanted to be above. We also saw the king of Tyre, and he too declared that he was a god and that he was superior. His wisdom was superior to that of Daniel. And we know that Daniel got his wisdom from the Lord. He always sought the Lord. And so in essence, he was basically saying, you know, I'm above God. And the scripture said, you know, he speaks of him being a God, yet he's just a mere man. So we looked at the roots of selfishness. We looked at what fallen man is governed by itself. And we see in our society today how everything is really related, connected to self. iPhone and iPads and selfies, how they promote self. We also talk about how God and self cannot coexist, because if self is leading, then God cannot lead. And in order for him to lead, then we must die to self. We looked at the raw material, and the raw material is really our heart. He has come to circumcise our heart. He looks at our hearts. The thing is, what is our motive when we are asked to do anything, or when we want to do something? What is the motive? Why are we doing it? You know, what is the outcome? Why are you doing it? Why are you about to do this thing? Is it to give God glory, or is it for you to be seen? Is it for you to be heard? Are you doing it maliciously? Are you doing it to prove a point to another sister? Are you trying to show her that you can be better than her? You know, so it's always good to check our heart. And David, he said, search me, O Lord. He wanted God to search his heart. You know, he even asked God to renew the right spirit within him. And so we must always be mindful, you know, of our motives and what's in our hearts. We also read about the heart being evil and deceitfully wicked. Who can know it? So we are still learning. We are still learning about our hearts, but God knows everything that concerns us. Reverend Ruth always says he knows everything about everything, and he does. He knows everything about everything. We talk about when we operate in self, then we block off the opportunity for God's anointing to fall on us. We cannot function in self and in the anointing. We must crucify flesh. We must crucify ourselves. There's a scripture says, I'm crucified with Christ, yet I live, yet not I, but Christ that lives within me. Paul said that. And so we must crucify flesh in order for us to operate and function in the anointing. And, you know, Jesus himself said, he doesn't say anything or do anything unless it's something that he would have heard from the Father. And so he was totally dependent on God, and that is what we must do. It's not easy, because we see here, even for Jesus, when his time came, flesh rose up, said, if it's possible, let this cup be passed from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine will. And this is something I, for one, I am working out daily. I am working this out daily, because I have not arrived. I need so much work. But I am so grateful to Lord for being mindful of us. We talk about there's a relationship between death and glory. And we saw that is exactly what happened to Jesus. He had to die so that the entire world, all the nations, all of us can come in. You know, he had to die. So except the seed dies, then it remains alone. It's only after death that you produce much fruit. And I want to declare over Wailing Women that we are a fruitful vine and our branches will go over the wall. The Lord will help us. He's a good father. We talked about, you know, how to deal, how to get through, and that we must look out for each other. We must be accountable to each other. And the thing that the Lord revealed to me today, I was just asking him, Lord, what is it you want me to do this evening? And I did have something in mind, but I don't have a lot of information on it. It requires more study. And it's basically talk about being vulnerable, you know, opening up yourself, exposing yourself. You could either be praised or you could either be attacked. And vulnerability, you have to use wisdom. But in my reading, I found that it said that when you are vulnerable, you open up the door for help, for greater opportunity, for more impact as a leader. And so one of the things that he said to me today is that Wailing Women, what he's building is a safe space. It is supposed to be a safe space. You know, not that I come and I share with you and then I have to feel, okay, she's going to tell the whole world and that she's going to do this behind my back and she's going to, you know, she's going to stab me in the back. We are supposed to be sisters. We are to operate as blood family, you know, and that is what we are. We are sisters in Christ. And so this move is supposed to be a safe space where we are open and that we can be vulnerable. That we could say, you know, oftentimes, like when I hear my pastor, sometimes he is preaching and he would stutter on a word for like 3 minutes or something. I'll be like, oh, he just do that too. But, you know, he's a mere man and he makes mistakes. We all do, you know, so it's not for us to put anyone on a pedestal and expect that they are to know it all. They don't. You know, and sometimes we put too much expectation on each other and on our leaders. And so we must be mindful of that. We must bear each other's burden in this work going forward. So to deal with selfishness, self-centeredness, we must first repent. You know, and that is the area that I want us to pray in tonight. We must repent for selfishness, self-centeredness, broken. We must become broken before the Lord. And I don't think it's something that's going to happen overnight, you know, but we must become broken. We must have the willingness. We must want it. It must be something that we desire. You know, as the deer pants for the water, so our souls must pant after the Lord to please him, to desire him, to desire him, to really want what he wants. And I don't know about you, but I just get so ashamed if I behave in any way or any manner that is not pleasing to the Lord. For any time that I start up, I just feel so bad inside. There's God just going like, Lord, I'm so sorry. You know, I never meant to disrespect you. I never meant to hurt you, you know, but, and then he just bring back all these scriptures, be angry and sin not, but it's not easy. It's a hard thing to do. So it's a work in progress, but it's doable. It is possible, and we have to work on ourselves daily. We have to be broken before him, because a broken and a contrite heart, he will not despise, you know? And the thing is that we can't hide anything from him. So however you are feeling, you can reach out, cry out. And sometimes these things are not things that we can deal with on our own. Sometimes we need a sister to come alongside us. You know, we need another person to support us in any issue, a sister to pray, help pray you through. And that's why we must rely and share each other's burdens, because we cannot do it in our own strength. sometimes you feel insecure about a thing. You know, you feel like you are not good enough, you're not worthy, you know. But we can't see ourselves through our eyes. We have to see ourselves through the eyes of God. And when we begin to see ourselves through the eyes of God, it changes our perception of ourselves. I remember during my, I think it's my early 20s, I still had self-esteem issues. And I would pray about it. I would talk to the Lord about it. But I was still insecure. And it took me a while. I started to go inside of the mirror and I would stand up and I would speak to myself. And I did that almost every morning. I would go in the mirror and I would speak to myself and I would begin to declare some things over my life. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are above and not beneath. You are the head and not the tail. You can do all things through Christ. You know, and I started to speak those things. I would tell myself, you are beautiful. You are intelligent. You are smart. And some of these things came out of the fact that I didn't go to secondary school. And so that always made me feel, you know, less than everybody else. And so I would encourage myself. I would speak to myself. And we also saw David did that. Why are you so cast down, O my soul? So he spoke to himself and I spoke to myself. And I will tell you, it worked. It worked. I gained confidence. And when my perception of me changed, everybody else saw me differently. You know, people around me saw me differently. There was something happened and they were able to see the change. And so we have to be broken, die to self, completely surrender our will to God. See ourselves through the eyes, through the lens of Almighty God. See us how He sees us. Self-sacrificial. The willingness to give up on our own pleasures and interests, you know, in favor of somebody else, to give somebody else a chance, to push them in the limelight, so to speak, to bring them out of the back. You must be willing to listen, take constructive criticism. You must be able just to listen. Sometimes we say, why don't I like she? I don't like he. But we still need to listen. We need to listen. Listen, I always tell my children, listening is key. Be slow to speak, quick to listen. You can be amazed at what you can hear when you listen. We need to put aside our own opinion, and alongside that, I would say our own agenda. Our own agenda. I am truly amazed of persons in church who do assignments, do stuff that God did not give them to do, and they're comfortable. Are people who sin in church. I know we are all sinners saved by grace and that we will mess up from time to time. But I'm speaking of people who are deliberate in what they do and know that it's wrong and still continue to do it without seeking forgiveness, without seeking help, and then could stand on the pulpit. I just be like, boy, I'm brave. Because of the fear of God, and that's one of the things a lot of people, I don't know, they don't have it right now, the fear of God. Because when you have reverential fear for the Lord, you don't want to do anything that is going to hurt Him. And you don't want to be anywhere that He is not. I don't want to do nothing that He ain't a part of. If He ain't tell me to go, I don't want to go. Do it by yourself. He ain't tell me. I want to hear from Him. Because I ain't taking the lashes from Daddy. Olivia ain't taking no lashes from Him. That's just how it is. You know, so we ought to listen, give other people a chance, give somebody else a chance, pull them out from the background, help to develop individuals, because we all have something to contribute, we all have something to give. And all of it is unique and different, diverse. You know, so we know that Christ did not die for only us. He died for the entire world. And the thing about him, I mean, he's just amazed me, right? To know that not even the wicked, he wants to perish. Although he called them wicked, you know, he doesn't even want them to perish. His only desire for them is that they turn. How much more you and me? You know, the character of Jesus, the one that would leave the 99 and go and look for the one, the lost one. You know, sometimes I'd be just like, had it not been for the Lord on my side, I don't have a clue what I would have been. But I'm grateful that he called me out and that he handpicked me and that he chose me. And he did the same for every one of us on this platform tonight. We are grateful. We need each other. And I would have mentioned this earlier. We do. We need each other. We need each other. Man was never created to be isolated. You know, we are social beings. We need each other. And we should build relationship with each other. And perhaps that is something that I would like to do, because I only would see you guys or hear you guys when there is a meet. You know, so if there's anybody that wants my number and willing to exchange theirs, I don't mind. I'm not a phone person, but it's okay from time to time to say hello. Or if you're going through something and you need some backup prayers, to say, you know, sis, join with me in prayer. There's nothing wrong with that. Doesn't matter which island you are from. We still need each other. We looked at the fact that there are various gifts, and we read Corinthians 12, 4 to 31, which speaks of all the gifts. And it also, you know, clearly defined that there are different types of gifts, variations of gifts. Everybody is not an apostle. Everybody is not a prophet. Everybody is not a teacher. Everybody is not a psalmist. Everybody is not a worship leader. You know, there are different gifts in the body. Everybody don't heal. Everybody don't do miracles. But every one of those things are important. Every last one of them is important, and we need them. And the Lord likened the giftings to the body, you know? Would all be an eye, ears, nose? No. But we need all of those body parts to function. If the kidneys ever go bad, the end is not going to be nice. So brain go bad, and it's not going to be nice. And like Lois with the heart. So we need every part of the body. We must function like a healthy body. And again, it's not easy to do, because it's like a marriage. You have different, so you were socialized differently. You have different ideas. You have different opinions. There's difference. And we have to merge them. We have to bring them together. So we have to work together. One of the things that I would always say to my friend is, know my heart towards you. I may have to holler at you at some point, but we are to deal with each other in love. I may have to just tell you off. I may just have to tell you, well, you know, XYZ is the case and you need to fix it, da 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 da. But know my heart towards you. Love. Love. It's not that you won't ever clash. It's not that you won't ever have an issue. As my great grandmother would say, teeth and tongue live in the same mouth. Teeth does always bite tongue, but you don't see tongue flying up. And it's true. You don't ever see the tongue flying up. It heals and they continue on their journey again. They work together. They work together, and that is how we must. We may have to take correction at some point. But know the bottom line. Know the person's heart towards you. Heart towards you. And my heart towards all of my sisters is love. It is love. It is love. We can't walk around, you know, being assuming or judging the book by the cover. If you don't want individual and they kind of rub you the wrong way, they pray about it and then talk to the person. Have a conversation. You know? And those things help. We know that God chooses and selects the gift that every one of us has been given. Some of us have many gifts. And he gives to everyone what they can manage. I do believe that. But there's also a scripture say, covet the best gifts. He said, if you ask, shall be given. So if there's something that you see, when you ask for it, ask for the ability to handle it as well. And if it's that, if that is a part of what he wants to do at that point in time, he will do it. He will do it. So he gives to all of us. And I believe he gives us what he knows we are able to handle, what we are able to deal with. Because the anointing that might be on Chanel, I might not be able to carry that anointing. There are some people who are militant in the word. There are some people who are serious, serious, serious intercessors. You know, and like there are prophetic psalmists. And if you don't have the grace for that, if it wasn't given to you, unless the Spirit come upon you at that point in time, then the Lord help you. So God give the gifts and he choose who he's going to give it to. And so we must not compare ourselves to anyone. We are unique. We are different. And the Lord loves us just the way we are. I know as women, there's always something about ourselves that we wish we could change or alter or fix. But the Lord loves us just the way we are. We are fearfully and wonderfully made, and we are special in his sight. We must operate as a team. Because like I would have mentioned before, we are all important. And this work needs us to operate in unity, in one accord, in oneness. And we see that in Acts, they were all in the upper room. They were in one accord. And I have seen the Lord show up in a magnificent way when we are all locked in one accord. I remember some years ago, we went to Dominica and there was an issue. Something was happening. And there was a little separation that was going on, a little division. The Lord came in and dealt with everybody. Everybody was dumped on the ground. He ain't deal with some and not the next. He deal with everybody, all of us. And that is why I'm saying now, whenever there's a situation in any of the islands, it's not Bahamas or not Barbados. We are all one. That's his heart. Is all of us responsible? So when our sister islands having difficulty, we must make it our business. We must make it priority to lift that nation up in prayer. Because he holds all of us responsible for this work. All of us. We must function in oneness. We must celebrate each other. When one person, you know, when they do what is necessary and they get it right and they execute with excellence, we must celebrate them. They're improving, they're growing. And we are grateful for that. And I do believe for every one of us, there is a life waiting for you to touch. Not just a life, but lives waiting for you to touch. You know, a word in your mouth for somebody might be a simple hug. It might be a song that he's placed on your heart for someone else. It might just be a word of encouragement, an exhortation, something. But I believe that there's something in us for somebody. Whether it's at work, school, home, by the side of the road, there's something in us for somebody. And so none of us are more important than the other. Yeah, so we must never think too highly of ourselves. Let's never think that we have arrived and we are superior to anybody else. Here ends my presentation. So Joe, we just did a quick recap of it. And I want us to, let me give the opportunity if anybody wanted to share any of those areas where you would have struggled. Chanel and Kenya would have shared on Tuesday. Is there anybody else you want to share where you probably would have struggled? And, you know, if it's a testimony or if you're still struggling, so we can pray and ask God to help us. Anyone?
Hi, just to confirm, this is areas we're struggling in terms of dealing with self?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
This is Brenda Lee from the Bahamas. I think we all struggle on different layers, because as God deals with us, He will show us in different layers. So those areas that we are struggling in and we think we are not, somehow automatically on that level, it shows up. And then the brokenness comes. If you truly, truly want to go forward with God, the brokenness will come and you'll find yourself repentant and broken. Because I know from my own experience over the years, there were different times in my walk with God. Things showed up. And I was like, Lord, is that me? And I guess it shows up because we are hungry and we are thirsty and we are fasting and we are praying and we are surrendering to the will of God at all times. So the things that we struggle with sometimes are actually, He allow it or permit it for our own growth. But I find myself at one time, I said, Lord, but you wouldn't remove it. I keep on praying. And the only scripture came to me as with Paul, when Paul said, I sought the Lord 3 times. And He did not remove it, but He said to Paul, my grace is sufficient and my strength is made perfect in your weakness. So sometimes we have to realize and totally rely on the grace of God. Because our human nature and ourselves, like you said, you know, you want to be on top of it. You want to have it all in your control. And sometimes God just allow your world to break down, to say to you, but it isn't about you. I have the steering wheel in my hand, and I want you to, I came to the place where I said, okay, Lord, I'm only sitting in the driver's seat. I'm going to buckle up, but you're driving. Wherever you take me, I'm going, because I can't do it anymore. So I got to that point where it was like, I come to the realization that my pruning and my growth in God, yes, I have a part to play in it, but the beginning to the end, it's all I am that I am. Because the self will always want to have its way. But when He allow it to show up and circumstances to show up, He used it to buffer it. That we'll come totally to ourselves and say, you know what, God? You about me. Have your way. So I find myself at different level in my walk with God. It happens because I'm a person who would do more for anybody else. and always left myself undone. I had a situation I'll share. My son wasn't off to college, but my son was sickly for 27 years of his life. I went through a set of sickness that the Lord permitted, that he told me he was going to use as a pruning and as a testimony to those around me to show that he is God. And so therefore, with all of that going on, and within that, my parents being sick and a lot of other crazy things were going on, I started to struggle financially. And I was like, but God, you promise, you promise, you promise. And twice within that time, my son came home from school and I didn't have any money to send him back. And he got so frustrated. And I said, Lord, you promised you're going to bring me to shame. Lord, why are you permitting this? I'm your child. I'm doing what you say. I'm paying my tithes. I can't control other people's situation. I can't control if somebody owes me and don't want to pay me. I can't control. But you have to do this. Why are you allowing this child to come to all this humiliation? And, you know, I finally say, okay, God, whatever you do, have your way. And someone I was always just nice to, she doesn't live here all the time. She's a winter resident. She showed up in my store and she gave me a little gift card. She said, this is for you. She said, but you have to promise me you would not open it until I leave. And this was like on Tuesday and she was leaving on Thursday. So I said, yes, ma'am. And she said, I'm leaving Thursday, but you take care of yourself. You're always taking care of everybody else, but take care of yourself. I said, yes, ma'am. And I called my son. I said, come, you going to school. He came and he looked at the envelope. He said, mommy, you know, more than $200 could be in this. How could this ever send me back to school? So he started to open it. I said, no, don't open it. I made a promise. And he sucked his teeth and he left. But Thursday came and I didn't even remember. And when I did remember, I called the airport and I said, did Bahamas Air leave yet? They say, could have been back and gone again. And I opened that up and there was a check inside there for $3,000. And she said to me, $150, $1,500 is for your son's education. And $1,500 is for you. Please take care of yourself. And I was like, God, how could I take care of myself when there's a need elsewhere? But I said it, that experience, because sometimes we find ourselves, like you said, the Lord had to deal with you about it also, always taking care of other people and leaving yourself undone all the time. And that is not always what God wants either, because he wants you to take care of yourself as well as you're taking care of other persons, like you said. But if that need was not did not arise, I would have continued to do the same thing. And I didn't even realize that other people were watching me and see how much I take care of everybody else and leave myself undone. But God permitted it to happen so that I could have realized that persons are watching. And it came to me in two ways. Okay, persons are watching and seeing yourself sacrifice. But if you were doing contrary, people are watching you also. So you can't have let yourself have its way. And it was an eye opener for me. Yes. I gave my son the $3,000 because he needed it. I pick up that phone and I call the school and I said, my son, because the school called me and said, if he's not at school on Monday, he forfeit he forfeit everything. He forfeit his scholarship. He has to start all over again. And I it was like, crazy Lord, this can't be, you can't be letting this happen to me. And I just had to realize that it wasn't about me, because God had said he was going to that school. God had said he was going to take 2 degrees. And he knew where my finances were at time. So I just had to trust him from the beginning of that school to the ending of it. Because at the beginning, it was so humiliating. And even a family member said, I don't know what you're trying to do, because you can't afford to send your child to school. He'd come right back home. And I've something crawl in me, my flesh crawl, but I had to remember, it ain't about you. Swallow your pride. And I said nicely to her, I said, well, that's what you say, but that ain't what God said. He's gonna complete school. But what was in me to tell her, I had to swallow my pride. So sometimes we are faced with all sorts of things God permit to show us how to deal with our flesh, or show us that our flesh is in the way. Because sometimes our flesh is in the way and it's hindering our blessings. So that's my little 5 cents. I hope someone understand what I was saying. But in the midst of dealing with our flesh, there's always the brokenness and always forgiveness and repentance in the midst of it.
Thank you so much, Brandalee. You know, in your talking, in your giving your testimony, what came out was dependence. You learn how to depend on God. And there are some situations that he do allow. I remember there's a story in the Bible where there was a guy that was blind from birth, and it was neither his mother or his father's fault, but it was to give God glory. And as you rightfully said, it's not about us. It's not about us. I also went off to college thinking it was for me, you know, just going to do it, tell me to go and do it. But it was for 20 young ladies who needed encouragement, who needed prayer, who needed guidance, you know, young ladies who were marking up their hands, cutting their hands, who was ready to give up on life, give up on school, you know, and he placed me there for a reason to help them. So it's never about us. It's always about somebody else. And that's who he is. So we bless God that your son was able to complete and all of that wonderful stuff. Thank you so much for sharing. Is there anybody else that wants to share? We can learn. We can learn from your testimony. Something from your experience. Mona, would you like to continue where you got cut off on Tuesday?
I think I was partly through, you know. What I was talking about when you're being fearful. Even when the word of God said that he have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. And I was saying that most of the times we are called to do certain things that you made mention of, the different gifts that God has given the church. And sometimes we have all gifts and we normally sit on that gift because of fear. But I don't think God allowed that. Any fear that comes to us is from the enemy, it's from the devil. So we as believers, we have to try to go above that fear and be as conquerors as the word of God says through Christ. Because I was saying something else I was trying to bring up through saying that same thing. Yes, most of the times that we are called to do certain things in the church and then we are afraid to do it. But by the time we take that very first step, we ask ourselves, where have the fear gone? The fact is that fear is being, we are being crippled by fear because we do not take a step of faith. So I want to encourage us tonight, whatever gift that God has laid on us, let not fear take it away from us. Let's not sit on it, because the word of God said he have not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. So whatever we do, let us do it under the honor and glory of God. As I said earlier on, when we do things, are we doing for ourselves, to boast ourselves? Are we want to do it because the sister or the brother will look at us and the rest of things? There are certain reasons why we do things, but most importantly, we have to do things as unto the Lord and not to unto man. Because when you do the things of God, only the things of God are going to last. So that's how I wanted to encourage us last time. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for that encouragement. So true. Unto the Lord. Unto the Lord. And never unto man. Because the things that, you know, one of the things that the Lord revealed to me as well is that when you're always looking for a pat on the back for a man, that's your reward. But our reward comes from heaven. And the thing is, you know, sometimes you're in church, and I have been there too, where you do something and you want to do it good because you know the leader can come and see, or everybody can come and see. It's not unto them, you know, it's unto the Lord. Because when he comes and say, good job, well done, man, and he give you a pat on the back, that's all it is. That is all it is. Or you just want to do something because you know they can pass this way and see. But we must always remember that whether they see or not, Christ always sees. And it's really unto him that we're working. We're workers in his vineyard, the 11th hour workers. You know, so thank you so much, Mona.
And even sometimes, Olivia, the encouragement is good, you know, but it's the motive behind it. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes certain things, because of fear, sometimes persons do things. It's always good to give a little bit of encouragement, a push. Because as you talk about self-esteem, self-esteem can cripple a lot of us. But a little encouragement can boost up that self-esteem.
True. So true. And that's it. That's why we are to pull each other along. You know, that's why we are to give another person a chance, an opportunity. Moses could not handle all of the responsibility on his own, and so his father-in-law gave him a little wisdom, you know. Delegate, give somebody else a chance, because as you said, there are so many of us who are really gifted, really talented, and we sit on it for years in church. And the thing is, we would have received prophecies saying, God has called you to greatness, God has called you to greatness, God has called you to greatness, and you've been in church for 20 years and you have done nothing. You have not seen the greatness, and you're thinking, well, this is my portion, but it's not. You know, so the only way we can really deal with fear is to face it. I am still working through that. And the Lord is going to help me, and I will overcome, because I am well able, and I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And so, you know, when you are called upon in this work or even in church, as long as you know you, the Lord, it's not something that, you know, is far-fetched. Because the Lord don't do things unless he tell us. He's called you out. He's given you word. You might be afraid, but knowing that he's going with you, that he's journeying with you, that you are well able to get it done. You are well able to get it done. And we are all different, so we would have different struggles. There will be different areas, you know, and some of those areas might be a little bit shameful. You know, you might not want anybody to know, but know that the Lord sees and he knows your heart, and his heart towards you is to help you. His heart towards you is so that you can be the best that you can be for all that he has called you to do. I want us to take the opportunity to just begin to worship and just cry out in prayer. If there's anyone that needs prayer, ask, and we can pray for and the situation, the matter, the circumstance. But we need each other, and we need to go before God in prayer. So whether it's something big or something little, wherever in your life, whatever it is where you you know that self crept into the situation and you function or you operated in self rather than by the Spirit of God, we just want to go before God and ask him for his forgiveness. I played Open Heaven earlier, and we're really under an open heaven. I do believe in this season that God is just operating by the suddenly. You know, you're asking things and he's doing it suddenly. And I'm seeing him do that even when, you know, I don't go into. I'm just saying, Daddy, but you know that I want so-and-so done, you know, I want to get this. And he's just moving suddenly. He'll be like, you're so good. Because he's responding, he's hearing and he's responding. And he knows the journey. We are serving a God who is in touch with the feeling of our infirmity. There's nothing that we can go through that he does not know or takes him by surprise. Nothing catches him unawares. He's fully aware of everything that we are going through, everything that we will go through, everything that passed us already. He knows. And as Mona was saying again, yes, it is our motives. What is the motive behind all that we are doing? You know, what is the motive? We must always check what is the motive. It's not to give man praise. It's not to receive praise from man, but it's to give glory and honor to man. And I read from Words of the Father's Heart on Tuesday, the cross comes before the crown. So we will go through. And it will be hard at some point in time. It will be a struggle. It's not going to be easy. But Jesus' walk was never easy. And the cross, it came before the crown. So before we can be exalted, before we can reach to the point that God has called us to, we are going to go through. But the thing is, we are not going through alone, because he has promised he will never leave us or forsake us. So I'm going to play All to Jesus I Surrender. And I just want us to take this time to just go up before God. You can turn on your microphone if you want. You can sing along. You just worship God. And then we're going to go into prayer. Jesus.
Fill me with thy love.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Heavenly and gracious Father, God, we come tonight, Lord. Father, thanking you because you are a loving God. Thanking you, Father, for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. Thanking you, Lord, because your grace is sufficient for us. Thanking you, Father, because you are so mindful of us, O God. Father, and because your heart towards us is good, to give us an expected end, Daddy, we are so grateful. And we say thank you, O God. Lord, we have come to say thank you, O Father, for keeping us on every side. O God, for every storm of life that we would have faced, for every battle, O God, that you brought us through, for every situation that you brought us to, for every storm, O God, that you brought us through. God, we are thankful. We are thankful, O God, that you've watched over us, that you have protected us, O God. We are thankful for the many lessons that we have learned so far. God, we are thankful, Father, that you chose us and that you're using us and that you delight in us. Daddy, we are so grateful. Thank you for your goodness. Father, tonight we come, O God. Father, we come to ask forgiveness. Father, you saw, you know, there is nothing hidden from you. Father, wherever we would have allowed self, oh God, to rise up, whether it's in this work, whether it's in the church, Father, wherever we would have allowed ourself, our flesh to rise up, Father, we come asking your forgiveness. Daddy, that you would wash us, that you would cleanse us, that you would sanctify us, that you would purify us, oh God. So, Lord, I come tonight to say sorry. Lord, forgive us for magnifying self. For magnifying self. Forgive us, oh God. Father, for operating, oh God, in the flesh. Lord, we come to ask your forgiveness. Where we have flow out of flesh rather than out of your anointing. Father, where we were leading by the flesh and not by your spirit. Oh God, I ask your forgiveness. Father, wherever we did it maliciously, forgive us. Where we fell down, forgive us. We present our hearts to you. Father, even as the gold, as it goes through the fire, the impurities, the dross, they are removed. Father, search us, O Lord, and know our hearts today. Try us, O Savior, know our thoughts. I pray, O God, see where any wicked ways lies. See, O God, every skeleton in our closet. See every secret fault, O Daddy. Father, see, you know where they are, and help us, because you are indeed our helper. You are the strong tower that we can run into and are safe. You are our daddy, and you encourage us, God, to come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy. And so, God, we come for mercy. Father, anything that we would have done in the flesh, anything that we would have done, oh God, for praise, anything that we would have done, oh God, Father, you know, to be exalted, Lord, forgive us. Daddy, we are sorry. We ask God that tonight, Father, that you would reveal to us every area in our lives, God, where we are functioning, where we are flowing, where we are operating in self. Reveal to us, O God, the manifestation of the flesh, O God, that we operate in, that we might not be aware of, O God. Reveal to us, O God, and give us the ability by your Spirit to deal, to handle, to correct, to work on by your grace, your simplicity, your effortless beauty. Oh God, give us the ability, oh God, to deal with those areas. Father, teach us how to die to self. Exactly what does it look like? Exalting Jesus Christ above our own flesh, above our nature. Help us not to feed our flesh, but to feed your Spirit. Father, show us how to carve out time, O God, for your word. How to carve out time to spend with you. Father, how to run after you. How to chase you. How to desire even greater to be in your presence. Father, we need you. Cannot walk this walk on our own. We cannot fulfill this work, this great work that you have entrusted in our hands, into our care without you. And so, God, we need you. We need you. Lord, we need you. We need you. We need your help. We need your help. We need your help, oh God. So, Lord, I pray that you would help us and that you would show us, oh God, you would make it clear, cause us to see. Wherever, oh God, we have messed up, where we are about to make the wrong decisions, wrong choices, Father, make it known. Make it known and give us wisdom to correct. Give us strength, empower our gift of discernment, that we are able to discern. In the name of your Son, Jesus. Lord, I give you glory, honor, and praise. I give you thanks. In Jesus' name. Sabrina? Can I ask you to pray for our leaders, our international leaders?
Yes, ma'am. Let us pray. Abba, Father, gracious God, we come before your throne this evening, Father, asking you to cleanse us from all sin and unrighteousness, Lord God. We come, the spirit of repentance. Father, you know each and every one of us individually and by name. And Father God, we just lay ourselves bare and open before you. Father God, we come into the theater for surgery. Father, we come for the pruning. God, we know it will hurt, but it will heal. Father God, we know that sometimes in order for the wounds to be healed, we have to have lancing and lacerations. Help us not to be afraid, but to trust in your ministrations. Father God, I just come lifting up all of the leaders, wailing women worldwide in all the countries and more specifically within the region before you. Father God, you have called these women by your Holy Spirit to the various tasks. And Father God, we know that we are equipped to do the jobs that you have given to us. Father, we are afraid, but we will do it afraid. Father God, we thank you that your Holy Spirit empowers us. Father, you have promised that you will never leave us or forsake us. So Father God, we do not depend only on our feelings and our emotions. Because it is not about that. there are times when we will feel and wonder, where are you? We need to trust you when we cannot feel you, to know that your word is what we will trust in and rely on, because you have promised that you will never leave us or forsake us. And Father, as that prayer says, God, where were you? I looked around and I didn't feel you, and I didn't see your footprints in the sand. Help us to know, oh God, that those are the times you have lifted us up and you are carrying us. And so, God, we just lift our leaders up. We thank you for how you are granting grace and mercy. Father God, we thank you that in whatever situations they are in, whatever it is, we know according to your word, you have promised whatever the situations are, we don't understand, we don't know what it looks like, but you have promised that all things will work together for our good. And so, Father God, we just await your instructions. Help us to be open to the dreams that you will show us. Help us to be open to the words that you will give us. Help us to be open to the strategies that you will show us. Father God, God, and even when we are afraid, we will move forward afraid, because God, you have promised that in this season, you want to equip us with the wealth. You want to equip us with the strategies. You want to put us in place. We need to be ready. So help us to do our part to hone the skills, the gifts that you have given us, so that when the opportunities arise, we will be ready to embrace them. And so, Father God, all that is done and said is by your Spirit, for your honor and for your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Prophetess Kirby, can you pray for the activation of the giftings?
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Thank you.
Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we worship you and we bless your name. We give you thanks, O God. We thank you for your bountiful and generous provision for us, O God. From the very beginning, you created everything, everything that we would need. And even so spiritually, Lord, you have blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ Jesus. All that we need is already provided. And we just have to ask of you, Father, even as we were reminded tonight, that we must covet earnestly the best gifts, your word says, and forbid not to prophesy. Father, you said in your word that in the last days you will pour out your Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams and your young men will see visions. Father God, we believe your word in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, which tells us of the gifts that the body has been endowed with, that the body is not one but many members. Father, and then you define the giftings as the representation of your body. Father God Almighty, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you will never send us to work without giving us the tools that we need. You will never call us to build and to construct without giving us the tools. And so we want to thank you, Father, for the gifts that you have given. And Lord, every gift, every anointing that is lying dormant in your daughters, Father, even in your daughters on this platform right now, Lord, and all waiting women across the Caribbean, Father, and indeed throughout the world, we ask you, O God, for that activation of the gifts. Father, as we were reminded tonight that we need every part of the body. Lord, you have never authorize us to seek to clone anyone after ourselves, neither to compare or to compete or to contrast, but to recognize that we need every member. Lord, your word tells us that it is by that which every part does its share that increase comes to the body. Father, you said that everything is knit together and compacted by that which every joint supplies. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke every spirit of fear, every spirit of intimidation. We take authority over every spirit of unbelief in Jesus' name. Father, we bind up that which wants to steal the power, steal the enablement, steal the endowment. Father, all that we need that is in Christ Jesus, Lord God Almighty, we rebuke lies. We bind up in the name of Jesus errors that cause us to walk in doubt and walk in darkness. And today, in the name of Jesus, I just declare an opening up, a hunger and a thirsting, a recognition and a confirmation in the name of Jesus. Let the gifts be stirred up, Father. Lord, you, whatever is our particular calling and function, you have already, once we are members of your body, you have already put and placed within us the giftings that are required to carry out our task and responsibility. And Father God, I ask you now in the name of Jesus, we cry out to you that you will fill us with the knowledge of your will. In all wisdom and spiritual understanding, Father, open every eye to understand and know the purpose. What are we called for? Who are we in you? How do you see us, Lord? Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bind up everything that will cause us to hold back. Father, the grace is yours, the gift is yours, the power is yours, the glory is yours. So we need not be afraid, Father. We are simply messengers of yours and conduits. And so in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your rest. Release your rest in every heart now to understand that the power, the energy, the life comes from you. And so God, in the name of Jesus, let everyone wait upon you. You said as we wait upon you, our strength will be renewed. As we minister unto you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will teach us and enable us and show us how to minister to you. Father, we see in the book of Acts in chapter 13, as the apostles and the others ministered to you in prayer and fasting, you spoke. And you said, separate me, Saul and Barnabas. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you that you'll enable everyone to position themselves at your feet, at your throne, in worship, in praise, in adoration, in prayer and fasting and waiting upon you, that personal time with you that enables you to speak. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare and call forth a drawing nigh, draw nigh unto the Lord, draw nigh unto Christ. Father, you said, as we draw near to you, we will resist the devil. Whatever are the arguments that he is putting up will not be able to stand. So, Father, let everyone draw near. Father, let there be a deeper hunger and a deeper thirst in the name of Jesus. And Father God, just simply obeying you and going forward, Father, so that the confirmation will come. We ask you, Lord, to put the right persons in everyone's lives. Father, those divine connections that will bring confirmation, that will bring assurance. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for a great impartation, even this very night. Lord, we declare in the name of Jesus that that which was obscured and not clear and not well defined will be well defined in every life. Father, I declare in the name of Jesus tonight, oh God Almighty, that that which is not, has not been fully defined in Annette Richardson's life will be defined. Father, in Brenda Lee Strong's life, in Georgia's life, in Georgia Matthew Duran's life, in Georgia Williams' life, in Anina Mitchell's life, in Kyron, in Mona, in Ramona's life, oh God, in Sabrina, Chanel, Simonia, Teresa. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for a mighty outpouring in each life. Father, joy, joy in the Holy Ghost. Oh, Master, let your fullness, the fullness of your Spirit, envelop everyone. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We bless you and we worship you, mighty God. Thank you, oh God, for sharpening the tools in the name of Jesus. Let them stand fully in the armor that has been provided, walking and wielding the sword of the Spirit against all that seeks to restrict and to minimize the productivity in Christ. We give you glory and honor. Let the gifts begin to manifest. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus for the full baptism of the Holy Ghost for everyone in Jesus' name. And we bless you for what you shall do. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, you see the hunger. You see the thirst of the hearts that are before you tonight, Lord. We bless you. 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 Oh, thank you, Lord, for hearing the heart's cry. And even now the Lord is saying, I see the hunger. I am just discerning a hunger. A hunger. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, yes. The Lord is well pleased with the desire for more than him, and he will fill. He will saturate. There will be an overflowing in your lives. There is a fresh anointing coming upon you. You will see it manifesting in every department, in every area of your lives as you yield to him, because it is his will to give you everything, every assistance that you need. The Lord is saying that you are heirs of mine and joint heirs with Christ. Father, in the name of Jesus, I am asking you, Lord, that by the Holy Spirit, all the fullness of the inheritance would be revealed unto us, O God. Reveal to us what is our inheritance. What are the benefits? What are the benefits that we are loaded with daily? Father, what are the riches of our inheritance? We thank you, God. Father, we bless you for an acceleration of the working of your Spirit in all of our lives. In Jesus' name, new heights I declare, new depths in the name of Jesus, and new realms in the Spirit. We thank you, O God, for prophetic insight coming to bear in the name of Jesus, even as your daughters intercede and pray and stand in the gap in the name of Jesus. And I declare that everyone will give you all the glory, will walk in your glory. Father, I remember when the disciples returned and they were so joyful that the demons were subject unto them, and they were glorying in that. And you told them, rejoice that your name is written down in heaven. Father, let us all, in the name of Jesus, glory in you and you alone. As you do your mighty work in our lives, so that we would be that light, that we release the fullness of your glory wherever we are. In Jesus' mighty name, we thank you, Father, as we have prayed. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Prophetess. Hallelujah. Chanel, can I ask you to pray for boldness?
Okay. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We bless you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Matchless is your name. We just worship you. We exalt you. We magnify you. Our eyes are on you right now. Our eyes are fixed on you right now. And here we are, God, in your presence, lifting holy hands to you. Here we are saying, God, we want to be used by you. We want to be your messengers and your conduits. And tonight, God, we're asking for boldness. Tonight, God, we're asking for boldness. That boldness like Joshua and Caleb. That they were so confident in you that they went on and, you know, got their inheritance. Even in old age, Caleb was like, give me my mountain, I want it now. I pray, God, that you would give us boldness, Lord, and courage, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You have not given us a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of a sound mind. And so in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will show us who we are. Show us who we are in you, oh God, and you know, when we see who we are in you, then that will help us to be even bolder, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father, that we will not be afraid to open our mouth when you have ordained for us to open our mouth, and that we will not be afraid to close our mouth when you have ordained for us to close our mouth. I pray, Father, for boldness to take over the territory that you have already given us. In the name of Jesus, from this time forth, from this day forth, God, no more fear, but only boldness. In the name of Jesus, the righteous are as bold as a lion. That's what your word says, and that's what I'm declaring over us tonight in the name of Jesus. So I ask, Father, that you would help each of us, God, to step out in faith, step out in boldness, God, not to be afraid, and to stand in the authority that you have already given us, because the earth is our domain. It really is. It is. You have given the earth to man. You told us to subdue, to multiply, to be fruitful and multiply, and to have dominion. That's what you told Adam and Eve, and that's what you're still telling us today. And because of Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross, redeeming us back to you, Father God, we have now returned to our original position, Lord. So, Father, I pray that we will walk in that authority, that we will walk in that original command that you gave us in from the Garden of Eden in the name of Jesus. Give us boldness, God. Give us boldness to take the territory that you have called us to take in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, like a real radical kind of boldness, God. In the name of Jesus, a radical kind of boldness, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And so, Father, I thank you. I thank you that we will hear the testimonies. I thank you that we will hear about the boldness of the women and willing women, Lord. In the name of Jesus, that they will be taking territory for you, God. We'll be amazed at what you're doing in the lives of women all across the Caribbean. So, Father, I thank you for the boldness. I thank you that we know who we are. I thank you that we are standing in the authority that you have given us. I thank you that we are aware of our identity and who you have called us to be, and that original blueprint that you had of each of us in heaven. Lord, so I thank you and I give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Mona, can you pray and ask the Lord just to deal with any form of rejection, anything within our past, within our roots? You know, sometimes your environment can also affect your outlook, can affect how you see yourself. And so, you know, sometimes there are so many children that grew up and their parents would have said to them, you can turn out just like your father. It will never be nothing. You know, pray and cut off any form of rejection, any word curse that would have been spoken to any of us upon this platform or any willing woman that is hindering us from stepping out and from seeing ourselves through the eyes of God.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we worship you tonight. We magnify you. We honor your name. We glorify your name, Almighty God. There is none like you. We thank you that you have said to come boldly before your throne of grace, asking for mercy, asking for grace in times of need. And Father, we need you at this moment, Almighty God. You said, knock and the door will be opened. We are knocking at your door tonight, O God, as willing women. Father God, you know our cry, you know our plea, Father. You know everything about us, Father God. Maybe things we do not even know about ourselves, Father, you know it, Almighty God. And Father, tonight we put this request before you, Father God. Father Lord, I pray that if there is any generation curse over our lives, oh God, at this time, Almighty God, I pray, Father, that you just forgive us at this time, Almighty God, in the name of Jesus. Because Father God, we know, Father God, that from fourth generations, oh God, the curses continue to flow. And Father, we do not know under which category we are tonight. But Father, you know it. You know it by name. You know everything about us, Father God. Many of us might have been ridiculed, oh God. Many of us, things might have been spoken against our lives, oh God, which, Father, they are being implemented, Father God. We ask you tonight in the name of Jesus, because of your precious blood that was flowed on Calvary's cross, oh God. It was for that tonight. And Father, we ask you, God, that you'd cleanse us tonight, oh God, from any evil word that was spoken against our life tonight, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, dear Lord, that you'll erase it tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that you alone that can do it, Father God. You alone, oh God. And we thank you tonight that we can ask you, Father God. Lord, you said in your word that the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty for you, for the pulling down of strongholds. And tonight, oh God, we bind our hearts together tonight, and we bring down every stronghold, oh God, over each other's life tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we admit tonight, oh God, that you alone that can do it, Almighty God. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I ask you tonight to saturate our bodies to tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everyone on this platform tonight, Almighty God, I pray tonight in Jesus' name that you saturate us tonight, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, bring on every stronghold of our life, oh God. Any open way, Father, that the enemy is using, oh God, to attack us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we ask you to intervene, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray Holy Ghost fire against anything that is against our life tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you to intervene tonight. Intervene, Father God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, things that have weighed us down, oh God, and allow us, oh God, that we cannot move, Father God, in the name of Jesus. If we only think of our lives and the things, oh God, that have us in bondage, Father, we ask you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus that you'd free every one of us tonight in Jesus' name. Oh Lord God, bring down the plans of the enemy over our lives, oh God. Most of the times he takes those things and he laughs us with it tonight. But Father, tonight in the name of Jesus, we serve him. Notice that we are delivered. We are blood washed. We are cleansed. We are purified tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, because of your precious blood, oh, Father, you said without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And Father, we thank you tonight that we are delivered. We are set free, Father. Help us to walk in newness of life, oh God. Give us renewed mind. Give us right spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, cleanse us tonight, oh God. Help us to move on in life, oh God, because of the power that you have given us, Father. Your word said we shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon us. And tonight, as willing women, we claim that power tonight, oh God. And we say, whosoever the Son sets free is free indeed. I thank you and I praise you tonight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, sister. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Simonia. Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Can you just lift your voice and ask the Lord to help us to be totally dependent upon him.
Amen.
Totally dependent upon him.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name, Heavenly Father, which art in heaven. I hallow your name tonight. I worship your name. I praise your name. I glorify your name, Almighty God. And every one of us, really, women worldwide. And for those of us,
Timonia, we can't hear you.
Can't hear me?
No, please.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, boy. Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You can hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Lord. Father, I thank you. I bless your name. I worship your name. I adore you, God Almighty. Father, take over our lives, my God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to understand, as your daughters, we are not able to do nothing of ourselves. Father, help us that we will surrender our all and totally depend upon you in our daily walk, Lord. Father God, in the assignment, the mandate that you have given unto us, we will depend upon you in the name of Jesus, even as your son Jesus, Lord, while he was on earth. Depend on you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray that our mind will focus, dear Lord. We will know of our own selves. We are just a vessel, my God, but your Holy Spirit dwells in us, Father God, that we will learn to depend on your word. We will learn to depend, oh God, on your voice, your direction, that where you lead us, that where we will go, God, we will understand, oh God, that we are not able to do nothing of ourselves but to trust you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For you are a never failing God, and your word is yea and amen, oh God. Father, even as your servant that has gone before us, Lord, even as Abraham depend on you, Moses depend on you, all the others depend on you, the disciples depend on you, and God, Father, they saw your glory, oh God, and we have been reading about them today, oh God, and Father, through, oh God, what they have, Father, experience at this written, we learning to trust you tonight, my God, in the name of Jesus, Father, tonight, Father God, I pray that, Lord, it is something good and sweet, Father, to depend on you. At any time we depend on you, God, we see your honor. You are showing up, even as you have showed up yourself up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Father, for the Israelites, my God, in the name of Jesus, to cross the Red Sea, oh God, I pray, God, we will learn to depend, even, oh God, when, oh Father, things seems difficult, things seems hard, even it seems as if, oh God, there is no way. We will learn to depend on you in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, my God. Even as you whisper, Father, to your servant, be still and to know that you are God. Sometimes, my God, when we ask of thee, oh God Almighty, we know you have heard before, God, even as your word says, but Father God, you teach us anyway sometimes to learn, oh God, to depend upon you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father God, tonight, oh Father, we are learning to trust in you, in your precious word. Father God, here we are, our hearts and our minds, oh Father God, focus on thee in Jesus' name tonight, Father God. Father, yes, Lord, I ask of thee tonight, God, that we will continue to seek your face in Jesus' name. It is through your word, oh God, we could find you, and we could find, oh God, your direction. It is through listening to your voice, hallelujah, that we could learn, oh God, to depend, oh God, on you, Father. Tonight, we, oh God, are all yours. You created us in your image, in your likeness, for your glory, for your honor, in Jesus' name, Father. Even as you have done it for your daughters, God Almighty, you have done it, oh God. We are so, Father God, happy that we know you have chosen us as your dear people, God. You, oh Father God, have seen what we have not seen in our life, that we are capable to do, God. And for this reason tonight, I am praying that we all will learn to depend on you, to trust you, God, for your word says to trust in you with all our hearts and lean not to our own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge you, and you shall direct our paths, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Teach us tonight, oh God, that, oh Father, our faith in you, oh God Almighty, oh God, will grow. We will grow. We will, Father God, trust you in our daily life, in our daily moves, in the name of Jesus tonight, Father God. We just thank you. I just bless you. I just worship you. I just glorify your name. In the name of Jesus, I pray, God, and I ask you this. prayer with mercies and thanksgiving, and I thank you for hearing my prayer, oh God, tonight, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Simona. Ladies, we have come to the end of our session. Hallelujah. I want to thank all of you for being here and for all of your contribution. It will not be a meeting without you at all. So thank you for being here, for sacrificing your time, you know, for being here. Can I ask Annette, can you just close us out with prayers? And if you know the dusting already, then can you go ahead and dust us off as well? Thank you. Oh. Annette? Okay, and it probably is not there.
Yes, Olivia.
Oh, hi.
Good night.
Good night, dear. So I was asking if you could just close us out with a word of prayer. Just dust us off.
I don't know the dusting off prayer out of my head. I'll have to read it off.
Okay, no problem. Uh-huh. All right, so you can pray with just close.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Father, we give you thanks, we give you praise. We thank you for today, mighty God. We thank you for life, God, for health and strength. We thank you for this opportunity, oh God, to be on this call with this willing woman, God, as you are preparing us, God, to advance in the next season, oh God. Father, I thank you that as we surrender all to you, oh God, that we would give all to you, oh God, holding back nothing, mighty God. And as our desire, oh God, is to please you, oh God. Father, I'm going to ask that you would search our hearts as we continue to move forward, oh God. God, let your Holy Spirit direct us, oh God. Let your Holy Spirit lead us, oh God. Father, give us wisdom, oh God, as we seek your word, oh God. Because you said in everything get wisdom and understanding, oh God. And wisdom is within your word, oh God. So, Father, I thank you, God, that as we close this evening, let your presence continue to be with us, oh God. Let us continue to hunger after you, oh God. Let us continue to seek you, oh God, and to feed on your word, oh God. For in a time like this, oh God, where the enemy is as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour, Father, I ask that you would open our eyes to see every tactic, every plan, every scheme of the enemy in the name of Jesus. So as we go, oh God, go with us, oh God. Keep us covered, oh God. Cover the leaders, oh God, of the wailing women, oh God. Cover the women who partake every day, oh God, every week as we go forward, oh God. Keep our families, oh God, our husbands, our children, oh God. Keep us safe from accident, God, from harm and danger. Continue to be with us. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Annette. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we dust ourselves off from every dust of smoke of war. We take the tail of the backlash and we smash its head to its utter destruction. We cut off every trailing spirit. We blind every seeing ungodly eye in the name of Jesus. We remove our fingerprints, our voice notes, and our footprints from being used against us. We declare that there shall be no boomerang, no reprisal in Jesus' name. Father, we run into the strong tower, O God, and we are saved. We declare the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and you reign forever and evermore. So may the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of your sweet Holy Spirit rest and abide with us now and forevermore. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we, O God, shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever and ever. Amen. 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 Thank you, sisters. Amen. Have a blessed weekend.